Abby's self-esteem team. The Good Life Health Club.
Your supportive partner for your healthy habits. goodlifehealthclubs.com.au.
My self-esteem team and I had dinner last night at the Regatta Hotel. We got the awesome room up the top. They've got this Henley room that you go up. It's so beautiful. So I want to say a shout out to the Regatta.
Forget that.
Food.
They got the phantom pokey players there. Oh, so good.
You're right. We didn't see that because we were too busy. But as something a little bit different, because the girls have had to go and, well, you know, we've got life coaches in. We've got career counsellors. We've had relationship counsellors.
Budgeters.
Yeah, finance, as you just said. We also had stylists. But for something a little bit different, we had Ira, our sexy psychic, come in. And he had dinner with us. And I've always loved our psychics, but I have to say Ira is up there. I just find the information that he's given me is just 100% accurate.
That and his eye candy.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Yeah, he's gorgeous. And he's a nice guy and he's really supportive of the self-esteem team because he said, you know, about 70% of his customers are females and he finds that he is dealing with a lot of low self-esteem and that's why they always come to see him with different issues. So he's really supportive of this. And he had a chat with the girls and a lot of the stuff that he said I wasn't aware of and I was like looking going, I don't know if that's accurate or not. And it was just, a lot of the girls were just blown away after by it. And I've asked permission for all the girls if they want to share this. And this is what he sort of said to Chantel.
I don't know if I can say this. Have you lost a child?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You've got a child around you too. I will say that.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
It's, yeah, you've got a child that's always around you too. It looks at you sort of like a mother and that as well. Very special, very tough times in your life as well. I will say that. You're very against it. You haven't always been able to vocalise your voice too and your relationships at times sees you dictated. It will be no more. And this is where I say you come out a lot stronger. Your next relationship will be sort of equal and that's the way relationships should be. No guy should ever dictate his partner.
Yeah, and she's come out of a really, really bad relationship, I will say. And it just was spot on with everything about it. And also the fact that, you know, I didn't realise she had lost a child and she said it was really hard and it's sort of comforting knowing that he would say that the spirit's sort of around her as well.
He's got a tough job, doesn't he?
He does have a tough job. He's a really kind way of saying it. Like, he's not going to give information that is going to be like, oh, it's doom and gloom. I mean, you ask the question, you know. You have to be willing to take the answer if you're asking that specific
That's
question.
True. You can actually track him down on Facebook as well. Eye to Eye, he is on Facebook, so you can go there and catch up with Ira.
Yeah, and he spoke to Ebony. And Ebony has is quite open with issues with her marriage. They've been married for a couple of years. They've separated many times and they're separated at the moment and just working through a whole lot of things. And she wanted to know about the marriage. And this is what he said.
You really love your partner, I will say that, but at the same time, it's just not right. It really isn't right. You'll be wiping your hands clean of that soon, I feel. It's. I think you'd only be lying to yourself if that all stuck together as well. You're just not happy. I'm just going to say it.
So how many years have you been married for and how many times have you guys separated?
We've been married for 2.5 years and been separated. This is our second time.
But at the same time, no one can tell you when you've got to be moving on, okay? So no one can say, just leave the guy or just move on. You'll do it in your own time. And the reason I say that to people is because it is your life and at the end of the day, you've got to make the decision. If you rush it and listen to someone else, then you're always going to keep going back. And that's what's happened in the past because you haven't learned that final lesson. Then you can detach the cord and move on with your life. When you're ready, like I say, in your own time, you will be moving on from it. Don't feel guilty. Don't have expectations that it's the wrong move or you can't do it on your own. You bloody well can.
Yeah, I was speaking to Ebony about it later as well because she was in tears and she was in tears before we did the reading as well because she was sort of up in arms about her relationship and I was saying it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the whole fact, you know? A reading a week later can change it and she's like, no, I think I sort of get comforted by the fact that we need to separate now and that if it is going to be true then we sort of will come back together and that will be it from there. So, yeah, it's really quite interesting. And we're going to have Ira on the show next week as well. So if there's a question you want to ask him, be listening next week, next Tuesday.
Full on. Full on.
Do you think she will leave him?
I think that they're both sort of separated at the moment. They just keep going back.
Because to me, 2 years in a relationship, you've already broken up twice. Obviously, something's not working on some sort of level.
Everybody said it's hard because the stuff she's learnt now, she has to actually deal with it. Before, it was kind of just easier to push it aside.
He was, I will point out, he was a massive supporter of her going along to the self-esteem team.
Oh, yeah,
he?
He's lovely. Yeah, he's lovely. And really? Said that he really, yeah. He wrote an email to us and he sort of said that, a lot of the stuff that he's done as well has affected her, and he's seen her change from someone who used to be confident to not. So he really wants to support her going through this.
So if anything, if they both heard it this morning, it might be a bit of a shock to the system, yeah. Where it's like, you know what, if we stay on this path, look at that, it is all over.
Yeah.
He mentioned you last night, Labby. He said Labby's still not a believer, but that's fine.
What did he say about me?
He really likes you.
Well, of course.
No, he likes you as well, Labby, but he just says that you don't really like psychics, and he appreciates it.
He's very good.